Hello. I think my voice is going to be doing weird things, but it doesn't matter. I am very comfy in bed. I got my laptop next to me, which is what we're recording on. And I have a vibrator next to me, along with some lube. Also, I just hit my head on the headboard. Don't even worry about it. I have those things, and I also have open on my on my browser bdsmtest.org. I don't know if you can see. Oh, I have to pinky promise that I'm not a robot first. I don't know if you can see where this is going, but I'm going to be taking this test with a thing vibrating inside of me, because you guys seem to like it when I have difficulty speaking because I'm too turned on. So we're gonna try that. I have some very comfy pajama pants on that are now being taken off. So I am a little more chilly, but yep. Just gonna get this shit lubricated as fuck. If y'all have listened to my toy review, you will know that I did not list a vibrator as one of the things that I had. This is actually a toy that I got a while ago from a, some people call it a drugstore, some people call it a pharmacy. It was Shoppers Drug Mart, which I don't know if that's a thing outside of Canada, but, that's what it's called. I got a rabbit vibrator from the Drug Mart. So that's what we're gonna be using. So yeah, I've had this, for a while. Almost a year, probably. So we're gonna sit beside me, and then we're gonna answer some kinky questions. Oh my god. This. Oh my god. You know, I guess this. This doesn't apply to people who don't put things inside them, but oh my god, if you're like me and you haven't done this for a while, then it becomes very very difficult to put it in painlessly. So oh god damn it, I even warmed up. It's like it gets, oh my god. This vibrator, it sort of, it, how do I even, oh, what are words? Oh my god. Like, it's fine to, well, it gets, I don't know if wider is the correct term, but like, you know what I mean. It gets wider, like, it gets wider, and then it gets a little, but, like, the widest part is, like, I'm gonna stop trying to explain it, because clearly I have no words. Okay, oh my god. I am already very melty. Let's see if we can get through these questions. Oh, can you hear that? Oh god. Oh, this may be an edging exercise. Hang on. I'm turning my lamp off. So, I think I'm gonna fill out all, like, the basic information before I get into the test, and then I'll turn it on, and hopefully it's not too loud. I tested it, I don't think it's gonna be loud. Gender, female, age category under 20. Orientation, strictly heterosexual. No, no, bisexual slash pansexual. Hell yeah. Turns and we'll test. I prefer maximum accuracy, and I will show all questions because we are switchy like that. All right. I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom. Absolutely agree. I like receiving pain during sex slash BDSM, and seeing the results of it, marks slash bruises, makeup running by tears, etc. afterwards. Yes. I prefer making the sexual decisions for my partner, as this gives me more control. I disagree a little bit. I like it when decisions are made for me. I don't mind a little playful resistance from my partner or partners. In the end, I'll win anyway. I feel like I prefer resistance to like spontaneous submission when I'm feeling dominant. Which ties into the next question. I like forcing my partner into submission much more than them submitting spontaneously. Yes, I prefer that. I agree. Oh my god, there are so many questions. And I'm already like this. Oh my god. Feeling physically overpowered is one of the most liberating sexual feelings. Very much agree. I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. Yes. Yes, yes, completely agree. It's one of those things that I've never done before, but, we've had a falling out since then, but, I used to have, a big group of friends. We were all sort of, it was very much known that I enjoyed being teased, so sometimes I would have sort of people teasing me and ganging up on me in that aspect, and that was... I would sort of... Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how obvious it was, but I did sort of go out of my way to, like, put myself in situations that would get me teased. Okay, total quiz progress 7%. Shit. I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. I think so. Ideally, I could command my partner and they'd obey like a puppet no matter what I tell them to do. Rather agree. I don't like making sexual decisions. I prefer my partner to make them for me. Yeah, I agree. Except for, like, if I'm, like, in pain. And I'm like, please stop, and they don't listen. But that's like a sort of a discussion, like a non-con, oh my goodness, non-con. Like, you have those discussions beforehand, like safe words and limits and stuff. I love making my partners do really disgusting things purely for my own pleasure. No, I'm not really into things that disgust me no matter what the context. I'm gonna say absolutely disagree on that. I'm willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I will like it. I'll say agree. Fuck. Oh my god. I'll agree on... Oh my god. I agree on that. First time I ever tried anal was because, because someone paid me to do it. Which is, quite a story. One that, I probably shouldn't get into, actually, because, there are legal problems with that story. Physically restricting my partner during sex / BDSM with clothes, attributes, rope, chains, etc. is arousing. I think so. I'll agree. I like sending nude or sexual pictures / videos of myself to others. I'm gonna say rather agree. I'm very self-conscious, so I enjoy it, but it's also like I have to put a lot of effort into them for them to be something that I'm really satisfied with, and goddamn. I'm gonna add some more lube. I'm gonna treat myself. there we go. I can feel, I guess. Fuck. Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, technically my videos are mostly like F4A, except for I sort of like I'm very openly like queer, because women, not everyone is hella pretty. I also I get the feeling that like I think I just like when I am like I don't know fucking unless it's like explicitly with someone who is not male, I sort of default to that sort of male partner like mindset, I guess, because like I enjoy calling people daddy and sir and other honorifics of that sort. That's actually a big turn on for me. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So yeah, I sort of imagine I have a mostly male audience, although I am very any women, any NBs in chat, what's up? I do it. I do it for everyone. But yeah, what I was gonna say was like adding loop, cause I so rabbit vibrator. You have like there's the part that goes inside of you, and then there's a little part that sticks out and rubs on your clit. But I think I mentioned it maybe my first AM, not AMA, first audio where I came a lot. Like I can sort of do it endlessly until I get bored or like the friction starts to hurt. So I'm hoping that I don't have that sort of problem with the vibrator where it's vibrating so much that it starts to hurt. But oh, that is an incentive to go faster. Yeah, 15%. I like to be totally helpless and at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. Absolutely agree. Yes. Like sort of. Oh my god. Like of course I'm gonna turn this up actually. Oh yeah. Yeah, like excluding like things where it's like literally too much. I'm like, oh my god, fucking stop. But yeah, totally helpless, totally at my partner's disposal, like that. Yes, I would like to be used like a little plaything. Receiving care, being spoiled, etc., are some of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. I'd say absolutely agree as well. I am very much like I need to feel loved, I need to feel cared for. In like an emotional context or just romantic or sexual, I enjoy receiving care. I have a sting for large age differences in sexual encounters or relationships. I'm gonna say, just disagree on it. Like I don't super mind it, but like I'm not actively seeking out like older people. Yeah, and like if I would much prefer someone around my age. When it comes to sexual acts, my partner's discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it gives me more pleasure. I want to say it's up to them, but I'm gonna say rather agree. Like sort of knowing that someone is putting themselves through discomfort to make me feel good is sort of like ego boosting and also adds to the pleasure a bit. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet animal, dog, cat, pony, etc. I'm gonna say, I'm neutral on this. I've never done it. Also, I feel like there are some aspects of pet play that I'd be into, like, like collars, leashes, things like that, but I've never actually done it before, so I can't say. Giving care, spoiling my partner, etc., is one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Yeah, I'll agree. I enjoy caring for people. I enjoy spoiling people. Being treated with little or no respect during sex slash BDSM arouses me. I'm gonna agree on that one. Not completely agree, but there are some situations where I enjoy like being degraded, being belittled. It sort of ties into the teasing thing. It, of course, it depends on the person and like how they do it, but it's also like in some audios that I've listened to, I've been very much into the whole like you are nothing, you are just here to make me feel good, and I'm like, yes, I am, and then I come. There's no reason why sex would have to happen in private spaces, isolated from the outside world. I'm gonna disagree, not absolutely disagree, because I think at my core I'm like, yeah, like that's not completely false, but me as a person, like I am so probably like embarrassed, secretive, sort of despite being an exhibitionist. I would not be able to do it. I'd prefer to be in a private place, you know, like in a romantic slash like horror story cabin in the woods, but like sort of the idea of like being able to like moan and scream and come as loud as I want with someone and like no one else is around to hear it. I very much enjoy that sort of I can't think of the word I'm looking for. You know what I mean. My God. Hang on, I'm cycling through some patterns here to see what's up. I hope that's not too loud, but oh, we're gonna do this for a while. I'll often put up a fight in bed, but that doesn't mean I want to win that fight at all. Absolutely agree. I am a brat at my core. I find the romantic aspect in a relationship much more important than the sexual or kinky aspects. I mean, yeah, that's if I was entering a relationship with someone, like the end goal would be a romantic relationship. I'm gonna agree, not completely agree, because like that sexual aspect is still very important to me. I currently have a master slash mistress in my life. Nope. No, I do not. I would like to serve in a formal setting with explicit slave training, prescribed physical positions and rituals, etc. That seems good. I'm gonna rather agree. I would love to, like, my sort of hypothetical dream job would be, like, in a maid cafe where I get to wear, like, adorable slash revealing outfits and, like, I don't know, I get paraded around in front of people and, like, yeah, sort of like, I guess sort of in a slave setting, but, like, as a maid, it feels a little less degrading, a little more domestic, I guess. But, like, yeah. My ultimate goal in life is to please my partners, and there's hardly anything I wouldn't do to reach that goal. I'm gonna disagree on this. I'm a fully realized creation. I don't think that I would be able to commit myself to that, you know, of course, unless I meet the right person. But, where's my mouse? There it is. I have a need to constantly try new things. A sexual routine would never make me happy. This vibration pattern is starting to sound like a sick beat. A sexual routine would never make me happy. I'd say so. I'd rather agree with this. I want to experiment a lot, but of course, if I fall into a good pattern, like, I enjoy patterns. Assuming I was single, I would like to join an existing couple's or poly group's relationship for sexual and/or emotional purposes. I'll say. I'm kind of neutral. It completely depends on the people, the context, the situation. Being physically restricted during sex slash BDSM with clothes, attributes, rope, chains, etc. is arousing. Absolutely agree. Yes. I enjoy feeling like a prey hunted by a predator. This question is a little tricky. I think I'm gonna neutral this. 'Cause I'm not sure what exactly that entails. Sometimes, like, being hunted sort of activates, like, a very anxious feeling inside of me, one that is just, like, anxiety, not at all arousing. It's just like, I am anxious now, I would like to get out of this situation. But also, I've listened to audios where some people, they sort of, when they're moaning or otherwise, they like, they sort of incorporate growling into it a little bit. There's one person specifically whose growls really, really make me enjoy their audios, and now I want to listen to one of their audios, but I'm in the middle of a thing. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn-on. I'm gonna disagree. I feel like I have... I'm sort of like... I feel like as far as the sort of BDSM community goes, like, things like sadomasochism, and, like, I was about to say sadomasochism again. My brain is slowly turning to mush. I'm glad you're here with me on this journey. Okay, fuck. Yeah, I feel like all of the things that I'm really into are sort of... They feel standard within, like, the sort of communities that I'm in, like Gunwell's audio. I guess... I do have, like, rape fantasies once in a while. I think the other day I actually dreamed about getting, like, raped by a group of people. I can't give any more context than that. But, being part of a group of slaves that serves one master slash mistress sounds like a life that would really suit me. I'm gonna hard disagree on this. I am too selfish, too jealous. I would like to be completely tied up during sex. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I enjoy being kept as a pet, in a cage, eating out of a bowl, being petted, caressed, etc. Not eating out of a bowl, but in a cage if it was a comfy cage. Being petted, yes. I am a complete slut for any sort of physical affection. Yes, I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes and they know I'm going to inflict pain on them. You could just... You absolutely heard, like, the sadist in me just fucking glowed when they saw that. I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partner sometimes. Yes, absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Oh my goodness. Sorry, whoops. My headphones are sliding off my pillow and onto my mic. That was my water bottle, don't mind that. Oh my god. I'll gladly leave everything behind, including moving across the globe if I have to, for the BDSM life of my dreams. Funny story, I actually was considering, like, partially considering doing that at one point. I'll say rather agree. Like, for the life of my leave everything behind for the life of my dreams. I mean, that just, like, inherently sounds like a good situation. I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. I'll say neutral. I do enjoy acting like a child in very, very specific situations. But, like, that's sort of it. I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave, i.e. not having any human interaction outside of sex and BDSM. I'd say no. I think I'd, like, go crazy. I'm gonna pause for a second and make sure that the vibration isn't, like, overpowering what I'm saying, so BRB. Okay, yeah, turns out, it was a bit much. I wonder if I can edit out the vibrating somehow. But then to see if it works, that would require me to actually listen through, and, I don't love doing that. Oh, I should finish this test. That was a Discord notification. I could have sworn I muted my computer, but no, that's fine. Okay, that'll be in there. Treating my partner with little or no respect during sex / BDSM arouses me. I'll go with rather agree. It depends on the on the setting. We'll try just, like, a subtle, gentle, low humming. see if I can move my hips further away from the microphone, but still close to my mouth. This is a little... Oh, what a setup. I'm literally just, like, lying in bed. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. Yes, yes, completely agree. I mean, it doesn't take much to get me to submit, honestly, but, like, I do prefer that, like, if I'm feeling in a bratty mood, you have to, like, you could just snap your fingers and I'll be like, yes, yes, daddy. I would like it when my partner's completely tied up during, I'll say rather disagree. Just because, I mean, not, well, actually now, the more that I think about it, the more my opinion's changing. We'll say rather agree. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. I mean, I feel like the kinky peers that I have were all sort of on the same sort of wavelength when it comes to fantasies we want to try out. Things we want to do with each other. I have a gorgeous, lovely friend, who we were talking about. We both really adored the same content creator, and so we were, like, just talking about, like, fantasy threesomes and that, and, like, you can, like, suck his cock and I'll, like, eat you out or something like that. Like, we would talk about it. I'll say rather agree, I guess, just for the purpose of the question, I think. Oh, fuck. Actually, I think I am gonna shut off the vibrator for a while just to, like, oh, fuck, just to save my poor clit from the constant stimulation. I'm still gonna, oh, fuck myself. Oh my god, can you hear it? I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike, or when they engage in childlike activities such as coloring in a coloring book or playing on a playground. I'll say rather disagree. I do find it endearing to an extent, but, like, a very small extent. I could be sexually submissive now and be sexually dominant another time, yes. I'm willing to pay for porn if it really suits my sexual interests. Yes, I have done that with audios. In an ideal relationship, my partner would see me as a mere object. To them, I only exist when they're horny or when they need my service in some other way. No. No. I need to feel needed. Making my partner suffer for my pleasure is one of the best things in life. I wouldn't say it's the best thing in life. It's still somewhat enjoyable. I'm gonna say neutral. Living with a group of slaves owned by me and serving me would be my ultimate life goal. I'm gonna say I rather disagree. This is not my life goal. It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk, and it's a necessary part of discovering what works and what doesn't. Agree. Obviously. I am currently in a long-term relationship. God damn it. Absolutely disagree. I have plenty of sexual fantasies which would, at the very least, be unethical to execute. Yes. Completely agree. I will offer no further explanation. I would like to provide my partners with explicit slave training, i.e. train them in prescribed physical positions and rituals, etc. No. I'm just gonna completely disagree. In questionnaires like these, I tend to go for the extreme answers rather than the middle answers. Well, now. I mean... Well, no. I'm gonna disagree. I go with whatever... I go with what I feel. That could be either. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet, providing them with a cage, feeding them out of a bowl, petting / caressing them, etc. I'm gonna say neutral. I am not super into either of those things, besides petting them and cuddling them, but... Oh, I would very much like to see a submissive boy in a leash. In a leash. In a collar. On a leash. If I could not fulfill all my partner's sexual desires, I would encourage them to see other people to fill the gaps. I'm gonna disagree, not absolutely disagree. I would want them to feel fulfilled, but I also, like I said, selfish and jealous. I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner's desires. Disagree. I would not go a long way. I don't want to, mutilate myself, but it depends on, what they're into. Like, they like a certain hair color, and we're, in a long-term relationship, and I'm like, hey, what color should I dye my hair? And they're like, you should dye it this color. I'd be like, yeah, that sounds cool. I often behave in animalistic ways during sex. Growling, howling, etc. No, it's not a thing that I do. I'm actually... Well, when I'm just by myself, I am actually very quiet. In an ideal relationship, I should have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner, and they should decide what is good for me. Disagree. I am still, a person. I don't know if I'm ready to sort of lose my humanity for a very intense BDSM relationship. If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled with my partner, I would want to see other people to fill the gaps. This makes me feel scummy, but I'm gonna just slightly agree. Well, because if I didn't find them fulfilling, then obviously I'd want to see other people. I wouldn't cheat or anything, probably. I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. No. I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in the relationship. I'd say agree, but not in a weird mommy-daddy issues way, of which I have both. But, I like being nurtured. I enjoy watching other people being naked or having sex. Absolutely agree. I like my partners to submit to me 24/7, and I'm willing to take the responsibility that comes with it. No, not 24/7. Not at all. Absolutely disagree. I like my partners to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. Yes, absolutely agree. 100%. Just fucking... Oh, tell me what to do. Be in charge. If I could make some money from selling porn clips of myself, I definitely would. Absolutely agree. I might at some point. Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. Completely agree. To an extent, I enjoy being afraid. I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as a superior. I'm gonna rather agree on that. I do feel like that sometimes, but also, I have too much brat instinct. I'm totally cool with my partners having sex with other people. No. I would be, mega jealous, but I'm not going completely disagree, I'm just going with disagree. I feel like there are some exceptions. Talking back to one's dominant in a teasingly disobeying way should be part of the sub's fun. Absolutely agree. When it comes to sexual acts, my own discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it allows me to give my partner more pleasure. I'm gonna just slightly agree on this. Not all instances, but definitely, deep throating, causes me discomfort, but, from what I've heard, causes pleasure, then, I do that. I don't need physical pleasure from sex with my partners. Enjoying it, that's all I need. I'm also gonna rather agree on that. I don't need it from sex. I actually... What was I saying? As long as it doesn't hurt me, I'm fine with just being used as a toy or a fleshlight. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner or calling them humiliating names during sex. I'm torn between agree and rather agree. We'll say agree. I do enjoy it. Sometimes watching people have sex is more fun than participating. Depends on what they mean by participating, but I'm gonna agree. I enjoy when my partner plays or acts like a pet animal. Not really. I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partners around. I'm gonna also disagree on that. Being in control gives me a little bit of anxiety almost, because I would not know what to do. Oh, please answer all the questions. Which one did I forget? Oh, I missed the first one, I guess. I didn't actually click absolutely agree. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. Depends on the extent of the torture, but I'm inclined to rather agree. Having to do really disgusting things Oh, partner's pleasure sounds pretty arousing. No, not into doing disgusting things, no matter the context. I would be willing to leave everything I have behind to live the BDSM. We already had this question. I'll agree. I like inflicting pain during sex and seeing the result of it afterwards. Yes, absolutely. I could not all be always dominant or always submissive. I need both. I'm gonna agree. Not completely agree. I think I could live with just being completely submissive for the rest of my life. I like to dominate my partners, especially in the bedroom. Completely agree. Completely discount the last thing I said. I like to sexually degrade and/or humiliate my partners sometimes. Yes, agree. I will naturally take on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. Yeah, I think I'm very nurturing as a person. My fucking maternal instincts or whatever. The idea of torturing someone sexually is appealing. I'll agree. If my partner would really enjoy using me as a urinal, I would happily let them. No, that's. I think that's one of my hard limits. That's not a thing I'll do when it comes to excrement play, we'll call it. That's where I tap out. I'd like to submit to my partner 24/7 and see serving them as my life purpose. I'll say neutral. It depends on a lot of things, like whether or not I see it as worth it. Don't mind me. I'm just gonna lube this shit up again. Guess we are committing to this. The vibrator that I have is purple. It's purple. Oh, it's all over my hands. Oh no. That's the hand I used to move the mouse with. Luckily, I have a towel near me. And well. And shove that back in. My partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous sounds like a perfectly acceptable situation. No. I want my partner to serve me and address me as a superior. No, not really. I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child or engaging in child-appropriate activities such as coloring in a coloring book or going to a playground. Well, now, the thing is, like, I enjoy. I like swings. I like playing on swing sets. I'm gonna say I'm neutral on that. One second. I enjoy being verbally degraded or being called humiliating names during sex slash BDSM. Yes. I want to meet more like-minded kinky people. Okay, that's just the, like, give us your email. Ooh. This step is optional. Indicate for each archetype how well it suits you. They are randomly selected. Don't overthink this. Degrader. Degraders like to degrade and humiliate their play partners either by acting upon them in a degrading way or by forcing them to do things they consider degrading. I'll say neutral. Degradees like to be degraded and humiliated by their play partners either by being acted upon in a degrading way or being forced to do things they consider degrading. I will say I agree. Figures like to tie up and restrain their partners using rope and/or other attributes, chains, cuffs, spreader bars, etc. Whether for sexual enhancement, for art, or just for fun, they enjoy having their partners completely at their mercy. I'll say I slightly agree. Sadists, yes. Voyeur, yes. And now, oh boy, let's see. my test results. Okay, so we have 100% rope bunny, 100% brat, 98% degradee, 94% sadist, 94% submissive, 93% switch, 91% masochist, 88% voyeur, 78% experimentalist, 77% degrader. Oh, let's turn this on. 74% rigger, 69, nice, 69% brat tamer, 68% pet, 68% boy/girl, 64% dominant, 59% exhibitionist, 57% non-monogamous, interesting, 53% slave, also interesting, 50% mommy, 39% owner, 33% vanilla, 29% age player, 26% mistress, 23% primal prey, and 11% primal hunter. How well do you feel these results fit you? I'll say a 5. Although it's very hard for me to think about it at the moment. Oh my god, okay, so I've made it technically 40 minutes etching myself. I'm gonna pause so I can readjust some things. Okay, hopefully this isn't too bad. I'm closer to the mic now, so it's probably gonna be a little bit louder. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Let's take that out. Okay, oh my god. That's very... I think the rest of this is just gonna... Oh, be me trying to come. I can't. No, I think I have decided. I was gonna say, I can't decide between having the vibrator fully inside me, or, oh my god, or between just taking it out, and just, pressing it to my clit like it's a wand. Oh my god. Oh my god, this is relatively new to me because I haven't used a vibrator to make myself come in a long time. So it's almost, it almost feels good to the point of overstimulation, which I'm not, very familiar with. It feels really good, but I'm not sure if it's gonna make me come. Oh my god. Oh, fuck it, I think we'll just take a little break from it, and we'll just, oh my god, that, oh my god, oh, fuck. Oh my god. I've had my pants around my ankles this whole time, but I think I'm gonna slide them off so I can really spread my legs. 'Cause it feels... Oh my God. It's always really I guess fun. Like sticking a finger in after you've had something really big inside you, like a cock or a toy, because your finger just slips right in, or at least in my case, it slips in sort of easier than usual, and it's all warm and wet. Actually, I think the reason why I stopped using a vibrator so often is because, like, it makes it feel different. And when I'm using my fingers, I feel like I can really sort of control that build up. And because if you do too much too fast, it sort of becomes painful because of the overstimulation. Yeah, you can tell my brain is mush right now. It sort of becomes a little too much because of the overstimulation. But with my fingers, I can sort of very, very wonderfully sort of work myself up to a point where, oh, that release just feels so fucking good. It's almost just a little too slippery to the point where I can't really Oh, now I can. I can just focus on my clit without my fingers sliding everywhere. There. I mean, I've never really had an in-depth conversation with someone with a dick about how it feels to build up and then come, because for me it feels like there are just these levels that I get to, and then I just have to sort of, oh my God, because, well, I guess you can feel yourself getting closer like I am. I didn't mean right now, but can you feel yourself getting closer? I would be impressed. For people, oh my God, for people who edged through this fucking like 45 minutes before I actually started really playing with myself, but hopefully there's enough horny talk or that sort of subject matter that will I don't really know how to respond to them, but I get a lot of messages from people telling me how hard I make them, and that even if I don't respond to them, or if I just leave a reaction or something, I do enjoy getting those messages. It's like, how do you respond? Like, thank you! Thank you, I'm glad you think I'm sexy. Glad you want to come all over me. Actually, actually, I had a conversation with someone, or not really a conversation, but they asked me if I had ever been cummed in or cummed on. By the way, sorry for not getting back to you. This week has been really weird. I've had a lot of headaches, and I've been really, really tired, like, sleeping for over half the day, or I'll sleep all night. Like, there was one day that I fell asleep at midnight, woke up at 8, went back to sleep at 8, and then woke up at 5 p.m. So I've just been, like, sleeping the day away, and I think that I've sort of, Google has determined that it is, like, an iron deficiency sort of thing, so I'm gonna try taking some iron supplements, see if that works. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much sorted. But yeah, I haven't been doing a whole lot. Like, I haven't been talking to people, I haven't been streaming, I haven't been recording things like this. But now I am. Sorry for the wait. But yeah, so I've been cummed on, but never in, unfortunately. Oh my god. I want to get into a situation where, like, I've been taking birth control regularly for a few months, and, like, there is very little risk of, you know, anything happening. Because, yeah, I don't... I would not like a child. I would be a terrible mother. but, yeah, I've been cummed on. Just once, actually, I think. The other times... Well, technically I've been cummed in. Because, like, not... like, I've had some people come in my mouth. And I swallow it all like a good girl. I'm very, very good at, quote, clean up, end quote. Oh my god. But yeah, I was sort of bending over, and he was behind me, and he came all over my ass and back, and it got everywhere. And, so yeah, I've technically been cummed in and cummed on, and I just really want to come. I want to come around someone's cock. I want to feel them. I want to feel them inside me. And I want to feel my pussy get tighter as they start to come. And I really want someone to come inside my pussy. You can sort of imagine how it feels. But, you know, like, you never really know until it happens. And I imagine it's quite a wonderful feeling. But right now I just want to come. Oh, that wasn't me coming. I was just very sensitive. The recording got stopped. Don't mind me. God, where was I? Yeah, don't mind me. I'm just gonna put on a video. Because I really wanna come. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I wanna come. I wanna come. I'm so close. Oh my god, I feel so good. I feel so fucking good. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, yes. 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 Oh my god. Oh my god, yes. Yes. Yeah. 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 Oh my god. Oh, oh my god. Ow. Ow. Oh my god. It's probably a turn off if I say ow ow while I'm coming, but I got a cramp in my hip, which happens sometimes when I come hard, or if I've been like spreading my legs for a while. I don't know, it just kind of happens and it kind of sucks, but oh fuck. Yeah, the good thing is the build up is very worth the payoff. Am I saying words right now? Were those words? Were those English words? I don't want to do anything. I don't want to stop the recording. But we have neared almost an hour. Excellent. For those of y'all that are like, when are you gonna make new shit? Here's your new shit. Treasure it dearly. Sorry, yawn. Do what you will with those results. I've got to remember what happened in this audio so I can tag it accordingly. But I can give it the long tag because this shit's almost an hour. Hopefully the vibrating didn't ruin the quality too much. I don't think it did. I'm hoping that it didn't. But, thanks for being here. Thanks for going through this journey with me. And, oh my god, we're at 59 minutes. I want to make this 59 minutes and 59 seconds. No, I won't do that. I'll make it 59 minutes and 58 seconds to make everyone angry. No, just kidding, I won't do that either. I'm just gonna stop it when I stop rambling, which is... now.